From KQED News, I'm Charlotte Baer. A San Francisco firefighter who responded to the Asiana Airlines crash at SFO in July is taking legal action against the city's fire department. Elise Duckett filed a defamation claim last week that accuses the department of falsely telling the media that she was the firefighter responsible for running over and killing a 16-year-old Chinese passenger. An investigation later revealed that the girl had been run over by another truck first. A fire department spokeswoman was not immediately available for comment. California officials hope a new online tool will help them return nearly $7 million in lost or forgotten money. Abandoned bank accounts, stocks, and other financial documents wind up at the state's controller's office. Claiming that money used to require sending paper through snail mail. Now, items worth less than $500 can be claimed online. Parking rates in downtown San Jose could double to pay for new smart meters. Next week, the city council is expected to approve solar-powered meters that accept credit cards and allow drivers to pay by cell phone. Parking spots in downtown could go from $1 an hour to $2 by summer to pay the $1.3 million price tag. Jim Ortball is San Jose's assistant director of transportation. He says the increase would make San Jose's rate more comparable to other big cities.
We've done surveys of Bay Area cities and other cities outside the Bay Area, the major cities, the ones that have parking meters, and we are one of the lowest.
Ortball says a new phone app will help drivers find open spaces. I'm Charlotte Baer. More news online at kqednews.org.